Thanks for listening to Matt McLaughlin History. Become a subscriber to receive exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free listening, early access to all episodes, and special member-only events. Click on the link in the show notes or visit patreon.com/mmhistory.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
A Living History production.
This is the Living History Podcast, broadcasting live across the airwaves.
Hello, and thank you for joining me for a special bonus drop of the podcast. This is really just me sitting here chatting about a few exciting things that are happening, because there are lots of exciting things that are happening at the moment, and I wanted to share them with you. So look out for a few of these as we go forward. I'll be releasing special episodes just explaining what's happening in my world as time goes on, because there's a lot of great stuff happening. Where am I going to begin? I'll begin with what I did last night. I had a really great experience last night. I went to a book launch, and the book that was launched was Easy Target by Adam Bloom. Now, Adam is someone who first joined us on a tour of the battlefields in 2015. He came with his dad to Gallipoli for the centenary. And it was Adam's just someone that has really inspired me in so many ways, because he was someone who's been really affected by visiting the battlefields in a very positive way. He was only a young bloke who's only in his early 20s when he first came to the battlefields with us. And there was something about it that just touched him and changed his outlook on life, which is really quite extraordinary. And as someone who's been through that process myself, it was really great to see Adam going through it. And Adam would admit as readily to anyone that he has struggled himself with life, that at one stage he was suicidal. He's been bullied a lot during his life, and he's had quite a turnaround in recent years. And I'd like to think that part of that is his experience walking the battlefields, which has given him a new perspective on life and sacrifice and the importance of making the most of life. And so it was great to see, well, it's been great over the last decade to see what Adam's been doing with his life, because he came from this position of being at his lowest point. And since then, he's launched a podcast, which I was delighted to help him with when he launched it, which was originally True Blue History, and now it's called True Blue Conversations, where he talks to veterans from the military and also from the emergency services. So that's a great podcast you should check out, True Blue Conversations. But last night he launched his book, which he put his blood, sweat, and tears into writing, which is called Easy Target, and it just describes in a very honest way his journey from those low suicidal moments to where he is now, and where he is now is a bright young man who's doing a lot of great things in the military history space and mostly with remembering veterans. It's really great to see. So I was really happy to be there with Adam last night as he launched his book. A lot of friends and family there, a lot of people that I knew that I hadn't seen in a long time, a lot of people who joined tours in the past, listeners of the podcast, people who'd seen me on YouTube and on other TV things. It was just great to get out and meet people and see people I hadn't seen in a while and join with Adam as he launched his book. It was a really wonderful evening. So congratulations, Adam. We'll get him on the podcast at some stage soon to talk about his work on his podcast and all the good work he's done interviewing veterans and why it's so important to him to get out there and walk the ground. And Adam's come on several of our Matt McLaughlin tours, and it's been great to get out there and walk the ground with him. He's a really inspiring story. So someone to keep an eye on, and definitely go and buy the book if you would like to hear more of Adam's story. It's called Easy Target, and it's in bookshops now. Another really good announcement I want to make is that there's a place in the Ypres salient in Belgium, so on the Western Front. So Ypres is the wonderful town that was absolutely devastated during the war. It was destroyed to rubble, and the people came back and lovingly rebuilt the town. It's now very similar to it was before the war. The battlefields in that area are quite extraordinary when you think about places like Passchendaele and Polygon Wood and Messines and Hill 60, Broodseender Ridge, Plug Street Wood, and it just goes on and on. so many amazing battlefields in that area. And the people of Ypres have not forgotten, and they keep the history very much alive with a series of fantastic museums and the battlefields and remembrance and cemeteries and everything else they do there. If you've been to the Western Front, you will know what I'm talking about, because it's one of the absolute highlights. Going to Ypres, meeting the people, well, Ypres as the local people call it, going to Ypres, meeting the local people and really sharing that feeling of remembrance. And the highlight, of course, is the last post service under the magnificent Menin Gate, the memorial to the missing. And as famously noted, the service began in 1928 when they play the last post in bugle chorus in honour of the British and Commonwealth soldiers who died. I think that's an interesting aside. They're not doing that in honour of Belgian soldiers. A lot of Belgian soldiers died in the area, and it would be a wonderful tribute if the local people were remembering their own countrymen. But they're not. They're remembering us. They're remembering the British and Commonwealth soldiers who served there. An incredible tribute to those soldiers that they perform every night. And the only break that they took was when during the German occupation in the Second World War, and the service began the day the town was liberated. There was fighting going on in the streets and the far side of the town, and they began under the battered shell of Menin Gate, which was battered and bruised but still standing after 5 years of war. They started the service again. And so the last post at the Menin Gate is one of the most memorable services on the Western Front. It's absolutely extraordinary. The reason I'm talking all about Ypres and the Menin Gate and the Western Front is because just west, about 20 kilometres west of Ypres, is the town of Poperinge. It was known as Pop to the Commonwealth and British soldiers who spent so much time there. And this was the main rear area throughout the war for British and Commonwealth soldiers. And so there was a lot of interesting diversions in the town. And in an effort to provide some wholesome diversions, apart from gambling and womanizing and drinking, there was a club set up called an Everyman's Club, which meant rank did not apply when you walked in the door, and it's known as Talbot House. And Talbot House is still there, and it still stands there as a museum and as a tribute to Tubby Clayton, who was the chaplain who originally founded the house. And it's a wonderful place to go. It's a museum. They've kept the house preserved in much the same way as it existed in 1915. When it was founded, and it's just an extraordinary place to visit. And the reason I'm telling you all this as an announcement is that we are now officially a supporter of Talbot House. So we are making a donation for every passenger that we send to the Western Front, and we've just made that first payment to Talbot House this week for our 2023 passengers who went to the Western Front, and that's going to continue into the future. And that money is being used for maintenance on the house, to really just keep the house running and to help keep that memory alive of the great work that was done there and all the thousands of soldiers that passed through its doors, many of whom, of course, never came back again and still lie out on the battlefields. And so we're really honoured to be supporting Talbot House. It's a fantastic place. It's somewhere that we've been looking for a way to give back, not just, you know, not just visit the battlefields, but to contribute in some way to this feeling of remembrance. And we picked Talbot House because it is a place that does a great job of keeping the memory alive. And it is a place where you can step back in time. You walk through those doors and you are taken back in time. You are in the footsteps of so many soldiers from the First World War. So we're delighted to be supporting Talbot House. And check out YouTube. There's a video of me exploring Talbot House with the director, Simon Luagi, who's a good mate, and so exploring the house. So do check that out on YouTube. But we're delighted to be supporting Talbot House, and so we'll be doing more stuff with them in the future. So look out for that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Other interesting things we've got going on. This is a little bit premature, but I'm going to do it anyway. My signature tour that I do every year for the last few years has been to the Western Front, to France and Belgium. An announcement, a very special announcement, slightly premature because we're still putting the finishing touches on it. But in 2025, the signature tour with me is going to go to Gallipoli, and I'm really excited. The signature tour is the only tour that I lead during the year, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And my Krithia book is coming out about the Battle of Krithia at Gallipoli, the unknown Anzac battle at Gallipoli. That's going to be out in July this year, so it'll give people a chance to read it and then hopefully want to walk the ground. But also, it's the 110th anniversary of the Anzac landing. I don't know what the term is for a centenary plus 10 years. There'd be a word. I'm sure people will write in and tell me what's... Do that, please. Contact me on Twitter or Facebook and tell me what's the term for 110 years of celebration. But it's the 110th anniversary of the Gallipoli campaign. It's going to be a great time to be over there. So next year in 2025, dates to be announced. But I'll be going and taking a signature tour with a very small group of people to Gallipoli. So a maximum of 30 people. We'll be doing a lot of walking on this tour. The plan is to spend a week or so actually on the battlefields, exploring the Anzac sector, Helles, Suvla, the whole story, and not just going around and seeing the sights like most people do in a tour, but walking the battlefields as well, finding all those little sneaky paths that lead into the heart of the battlefields and the hidden corners where most people don't go. And, of course, the best part of this announcement is joining me on that tour and helping me find those sneaky little back paths is going to be the one and only Peter Hart. You must know Peter Hart and love him as much as I do. He's a fantastic best-selling author. He's written some wonderful things. He interviewed hundreds and hundreds of Gallipoli veterans during his time as oral historian at the Imperial War Museum. And he knows Gallipoli brilliantly. He knows the story. He knows how to walk the ground. He's obsessed with walking the ground. I've done it with him, and it's a tiring exercise. So bring your walking shoes and perhaps do some training before you get over there, because we are going to walk the ground. It's going to be a fantastic tour, but I'm absolutely delighted to be walking the ground with my good friend Peter Hart. It's going to be fun. So this tour is going to sell out really, really quickly. So I'm giving the dedicated listeners of the podcast a little bit of a heads up. If it's something you're interested in, please do watch this space. You can certainly contact the tour company, Matt McLaughlin Battlefield Tours. Certainly do contact us to let us know that you're interested in this if you want to come along, and we'll put your name on the waiting list. But it's going to sell out really fast, and it's going to be great. The group of people that go with me on this tour always have an amazing time. We're just going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a great way to explore the battlefields and honour that memory of the Anzacs, which is why we're there. It's always the reason that we're there, and I really can't wait to go. It's been too long since I've been to Gallipoli. Can't wait to get back there. So look out for that, the Matt McLaughlin Signature Tour for 2025. And if you want to come with me, do book quickly on that one. Speaking of Gallipoli, Anzac Day is coming up, and I'm in the middle of recording my special Gallipoli series with Peter Hart that we just mentioned. And this is by far the most comprehensive thing we've ever done on the podcast. We're doing 8 episodes that break down the entire Gallipoli campaign. We're going to start with a naval battle in March 1915, and we're going to go all the way through the landings, the struggles, the disease and dysentery and flies and horrific conditions at Gallipoli, all the way through the August fighting and then leading up to the evacuation. So it's going to be a hell of a story. Pete and I are halfway through recording it at the moment, and I'm just fascinated by the new angles it's revealing about Gallipoli. I mean, I thought I knew the Gallipoli story, but talking about it in such detail with Pete and breaking it down into these component parts and telling each chapter of the story really does reveal a lot of interesting things about Gallipoli and the campaign and things that hadn't occurred to me even after decades of studying it. So it's super exciting. I've said we're going to do 8 hours in total across this series, but the reality is we have not managed to keep under or keep to an hour for a single episode so far. So I think it's more going to be more like 10 hours or more of content you will get on Gallipoli. I'm really excited. It's going to be great. And we're going to start releasing the series one a week, beginning in the first week of April in the lead up to Anzac Day. But if you are a subscriber via our Patreon page, you can get all 8 episodes at once. So you can binge all 8 episodes and get all 10 hours of content in one go when that's released in the first week of April. So do subscribe if you want to be ready for that. And you get lots of bonus content as well. Subscribers get heaps of bonus content. They get early access to all the videos and all the podcasts that we do, exclusive events just with me, lots of great stuff. So please do consider subscribing, but this is as good a reason as any. If you've been considering subscribing, this is the thing that should prompt you to do it, because you'll get all 8 episodes of our special Gallipoli series all in one hit. It's going to be fantastic. We're, as I said, we're only halfway through recording them, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's just such a brilliant story. So what else is happening in my world? Well, I've got some watching to do. I've got to catch up with Masters of the Air. I haven't actually seen Napoleon, believe it or not, even though people have said that I shouldn't watch it. I do have to check out Napoleon, so I'll be watching that as well. And there's quite a number of interesting documentaries and movies coming out about military history topics, which I'm delighted to see. I'm currently working on a documentary on World War II, a documentary series with a production company that I will talk to you more about when that's close to being released. But there's just lots of great stuff happening in the military history space. Lots of great books coming out. Just lots of great things happening. It's a really great time to be interested in military history. And so thank you, as always, for tuning in to the podcast. It's always great to be talking to people. Please do contact me. Send me comments, suggestions. Give me feedback about everything we've got going on. Some of the best episodes we've done of the podcast have been off the back of suggestions from listeners. So if you've got thoughts about military history topics, please do contact me via Twitter or Facebook. I always love hearing from people. Sometimes I'm a little tardy in replying, but I promise I do read everything that comes in across my desk. So please do read those. If you want to go on a tour, visit the website to walk the ground with us to the battlefields. And stay tuned in to Living History for more great episodes coming up. We've got some really fantastic episodes coming up in the near future. And so, as always, thank you very much for joining me, and I'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for the podcast, and visit livinghistorytv.com for more great history content.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.